I can't help but wonder if we put a big sign on our church that said, "Save yourselves from this corrupt generation," that we might get 3,000 people come to church. That's what happened in Acts. This morning, I want to focus on the gospel and the disciples saying, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us?" And I wonder, when you hear the scripture read, whether it's in church or if you're reading at home, how does it land on you? What are we looking for when we're listening to scripture? And the road to Emmaus is really a teaching about Lectio Divina, which is the sacred reading of scripture, where the presence of Christ can truly be made known to us. Not that the presence of Christ cannot be made known to us in the liturgy or in any other context, except in Lectio Divina, we sit quietly for a long time, allowing ourselves, really, kind of allowing ourselves to arrive, to be present ourselves, so that we can be in a receptive state to receive the Word of God. So Saint Benedict, who founded the order, the Benedictine order in the 4th century, he had his monks read 3 hours a day. So you can imagine, 3 hours a day, what are the monks going to do for 3 hours a day? And of course, this is in the 4th century, before the advent of the printing press, and writings are very, very precious and usually only accessible to the very rich. So how in the world are a lot of monks going to access scripture? They would each get a copy, whether it's a book, and they would sometimes just a piece that they would memorize, that they would say over and over and over to themselves, listening, opening. It was in a way a preparation to receive the seed of the word in the heart. Because to listen and to open the scripture is really to be a disciple. And the way a disciple receives scripture is he comes to the master in a receptive, docile posture, willing to be changed by what they are hearing. And I wonder, when we listen to the scripture, are we coming to it seeking the presence of God and being willing to be changed by what we encounter in the scripture? In listening to scripture in this way, you can have a full experience of the presence of Christ right there in your own home. Often we think that God is absent from us, that God is not near, but the truth is that you and I are absent. We're not present. We're somewhere else in our mind, or we're coming to the text because we want to get something specific, or we want to analyze it or rationalize it or intellectualize it. And there's a certain place for that in scholarship. But when we come to the Word in the liturgy, and when we come to the Word in our private devotion, we come as a disciple to the Master to be changed by what we hear. And that's very challenging to do. I remember my first week in seminary, we were given this exercise to list all of our presuppositions about a certain text. All the baggage that we bring and project on the text, we were to list. Because what they were trying to teach us is to allow the Scripture to speak to us without us imposing all of these ideas, projections, traditions onto the text. To let the text speak freely, to let the Spirit speak freely to us through the text. And in order to do that, you and I have to be present. And the reason that Saint Benedict had his monks listen to the Scripture 3 hours a day was because he knew it was the source of their energy. And one of the things that we have sort of lost in our modern day Christianity is that Christians read Scripture in a Christocentric way. Whether it was the Old Testament or the New Testament, we're listening for the voice of Christ speaking to us through the text. That's what we're coming for. And if we do not want to be changed by what we're hearing, then we're going to have a challenging time. And a great deal of our work in listening to Scripture is to find out what the barriers are that we've built up to protect ourselves. Because the Bible is really there to challenge us. To challenge us not in the sense of Bible banging, not a rote memorization of Scripture, but to speak to our heart, our emotions, our mind, and our bodies. It's like looking in a mirror when we read Scripture, when we encounter, when we're open to listening. What is the Spirit saying to me about me? What is the Spirit showing me that's getting in the way of me being present to the presence of Christ in my midst? The disciples here, Cleopas and the other person who's unnamed, Jesus kind of challenges them because he's pointing out to them the barriers that get in the way of coming to see him. At first they can't. They cannot see him because they don't believe. They don't believe in the power of God to transform death into life. And he challenges them. And then he shows them. Then Jesus reveals himself to them. And then they're awakened. You know, one of the ways that teachers of a much higher level of consciousness teach is through transmission. And by that, transmission is really a way of awakening in us what is latent. Because when we are in the presence of someone who is truly evolved in consciousness, it will either show us what's getting in the way, or it will awaken in us the true sense of our being, of who we really are. They've even proven this scientifically with mirror neurons in the brain of how we mirror those around us. But it's more than that. It triggers something and awakens something in us that actually can bring about transformation. If you are keeping a baby and the baby is really upset, what do? With the baby? You pick up the baby, you hold the baby, you rock the baby, and eventually, if the person who's holding them is calm, the baby will then calibrate itself to the person holding the baby, and the baby is calmed. So this transmission, although we don't have Jesus here in a physical body, Jesus is truly present to us in the sacrament, in the scriptures, in the liturgy. Jesus is truly present to us. And if we open ourselves to listening, to cultivating a practice of listening to scripture, you can experience it. I have experienced it. And you receive the transmission. That's how we are transformed. And for so long, the church, I think people thought they have to change their outward behavior. And certainly, that's, you know, not a bad thing to do, to restrain oneself. But that isn't it. Transformation happens from the inside out. It happens when we are in contact with the presence of Christ, with that consciousness. And this is the encounter that the disciples have on the road to Emmaus. They don't recognize him at first. They don't see what's in the way of them hearing, of them seeing, of them listening. And eventually, their eyes are awakened after they're around him long enough. They see it. They experience this relational resonance. Relational resonance. They are changed by the very presence of Christ in their midst. And so these aren't just stories we're listening to. We're not just listening to something that happened in the past. In the liturgy, we have a word called anamnesis. It's a big word, celebrating the Eucharist. It means that we're celebrating something that happened in the past as though it's happening in the present moment right now. That's what the celebration of the Eucharist is. It's not just some sort of ritual about something that happened a long time ago. It is alive and well and unfolding in our very midst. It's happening now. And the scripture, our encounter with the holy word of God, is, can be the same kind of encounter. I mean, really, we don't know what we're missing. But it is possible for us to receive that transmission from the presence of Christ. What you and I have to do is to attune ourselves, to work on ourselves, to be present. To be present to the presence. To bring our body's attention, our mind, our heart, so that we're listening with our whole self. Because that is how you and I receive the Word of God, and that is how you and I are changed by the Word of God. You know, I have heard many sermons in my lifetime trying to prove the historical Jesus, which I don't think does a whit of good for people's faith. It has its place in scholarship, but it doesn't help us in our living relationship with Jesus Christ. What you and I need to experience is the presence of Christ right now in this moment. That's how our lives are changed. That's how we are empowered then to bring the love and light of God to the world. Not because we're trying to be good. God forbid. Trying to be good gets in the way of receiving the truth of Christ. That is our real posture, is one of receptivity. But if we're not coming to the text, if we're not coming to the liturgy, if we're not coming to the sacraments to be changed, to seek the presence of Christ, it's a good thing to kind of do a little self-reflection and looking of, why am I here? What am I doing? Am I just doing this out of habit? Because Jesus wants to be in relationship with us. Jesus wants to bring us closer, transform us. We don't have to change ourselves. Christ will do it for us. But we have to offer ourselves. So this encounter on the road to Emmaus, you can experience. You can have your own road to Emmaus experience. And not that we're living for the experience, but it is real. It is present. It is now. This is not just something that happened in the past. It's here, in our midst, offering itself to us in every moment. De Quesad, who was, I don't remember which century he was, like 16th, 17th, 18th. He talks about the sacrament of the present moment. The present moment itself is a sacrament. Present moment, right here, right now, is a sacrament. To be awake, fully awake to the moment, is sacramental. Thomas Keating, who is a Catholic teacher who passed on a few years ago, he said, if you fully give yourself to this process, there comes a time where you no longer need the physical sacrament, because every moment itself is the sacrament of God, that we're receiving like the host of heaven. So Jesus is walking among us and we don't recognize him. And so we have to ask, what's getting in the way of me seeing Christ in my midst? Amen.